expectation for ROI, ROY, Cooper, COOPER, June 5, 40, address as a letter. To Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R-P-A-C, at Houghton, H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N, Lake. Dear Mrs. Taylor, a follow-up for Mr. Roy Cooper. He has chronic kidney disease related to hypertension that I've been following since 2016. Creatinine has slowly progressed with a baseline GFR around 21. Recently admitted to the hospital with gastrointestinal bleeding. EGD shows an antral stomach ulcer without evidence of malignancy. Apparently received 1 of 2 units of packet of red blood cells. Anticoagulation eliquis was placed on hold, placed on PPIs. At that time, there was severe azotemia, but he did not require dialysis. They stopped NORVAS and ACE inhibitors. Blood pressure has remained normal to low. He saw nephrology in Midland, Dr. Salame, S-A-L-A-M-E-H. They placed a peritoneal dialysis catheter, which has not been used yet. He wants an opinion about this. This was a telemedicine as he was not able to come to the office. His appetite remains poor. However, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain. The prior melanotic stools are back to normal, good urinary hood without infection, cloudiness of blood, minimal edema, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation syncope, a stable dyspnea, which is baseline, uses CPAP machine, has not required any oxygen. No purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, other review system is negative. Blood pressure at home in the 130s over 60s. I review medications with him. He's off the Lotrel, L-O-T-R-E-L. Remains on chlorthalidone metoprolol for blood pressure control, otherwise vitamin D-125 Eliquis on Protanix and Crestor. He is alert to intestine 3, no evidence of respiratory distress, able to speak in full sentences. The last chemistry was done in the hospital November 17. Creatinine did improve from a peak of 4.63 down to 3.8 with a normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis of 19, reactive low protein albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal glucose and calcium, with a hemoglobin stabilizing around 7.8. A normal platelet count, initially high white blood cell count at the time of gastrointestinal bleeding that was resolving. I review the records, including the EGD. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient develops acute on chronic renal failure at the time of gastrointestinal bleeding from gastric stomach ulcer, apparently benign, requiring blood transfusion. ACE inhibitors and other blood pressure medications were discontinued. Azotemia has progressively improved. He needs blood tests to be done, as this is already 2 weeks since the last testing. His blood pressure appears to be well controlled. There is no evidence of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. If anything, blood pressure in the low side. In my opinion, he does not require immediate dialysis. I will advise to recheck chemistries, update iron studies, as he might require further intravenous iron before EPO treatment, as his anemia is a combination of renal failure and gastrointestinal bleeding. Because of the distance, however, he wants to change care with Dr. Salamek, which I have no objections. He needs to discuss with him his wishes of delaying dialysis as long as possible, and I believe it's safe to do that. All questions were answered. I do not schedule a follow-up visit. My best wishes to Roy, end of dictation.